Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include recent Falun Gong events around the world. Taiwan summer camp introduces Falun Gong to youth at National Chung-Sing University. Sofia, Bulgaria, art exhibition successful despite Chinese embassy interference. Torture in Inner Mongolia, forced sitting on a small stool. The untold stories of elderly Falun Gong practitioners' plight. And Israel presenting Falun Dafa in the city of Beit Shemesh. Now for the stories.
Recent Falun Gong events around the world. Visitors to well-known tourist spots and local events all over the world often see Falun Gong practitioners demonstrating the exercises, passing out flyers, and collecting signatures. Many may wonder what their goals are. The answer given by the practitioners is simple. They want more people to know about the benefits of this self-improvement cultivation practice, and at the same time, they want to raise awareness of the 19-year persecution of Falun Gong in China and call for help to bring it to an end. This report covers five Falun Gong events that took place last week in New Zealand, Australia, France, and the United States. Auckland, New Zealand. Practitioners from Auckland, New Zealand, held an event last Saturday during the local Polynesian fair in Otara. Besides demonstrating the exercises, practitioners talked to the public about the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting in China, perpetrated by the communist regime against prisoners of conscience. Brisbane, Australia. Kangaroo Point is one of the most famous tourist spots in Queensland. When busloads of Chinese tourists stop at Kangaroo Point, the first thing they see is Falun Gong practitioners' display boards explaining the truth about the practice and the persecution. This is information that is generally unavailable in China due to the government's censorship and information blockade. Many people from China have been surprised to find that the facts are the opposite of what they have heard from the state-run media in China. Paris, France. Practitioners in France have come to the Eiffel Tower every day this summer to introduce Falun Gong and expose the ongoing persecution in China. They also reach out to help Chinese visitors recognize the evil nature of the Chinese Communist Party and help them quit the party. According to one practitioner, many Chinese now know the facts well. She said more and more people have the courage to express their support for us now. A fellow Chinese recently stepped away from his tour group, raised his arms and shouted, "Falun Dafa is good," 3 times. It was truly moving. She added, "Actually, every day there are Chinese people telling me that Falun Dafa is great." New York. Last Saturday, practitioners from Queens, New York, set up a booth at the Queens International Night Market held at Flushing Meadows Corona Park to introduce Falun Gong at this popular summer event. A number of visitors were interested in learning the exercises. One local woman told practitioners that she had been looking for a Qigong exercise to heal her illnesses. After a practitioner briefly told her about Falun Gong, she was excited and learned the exercises on the spot.
Taiwan summer camp introduces Falun Gong to youth at National Chung-Sing University. Falun Gong practitioners hosted a summer camp on August 17th to 19th at National Chung-Sing University in central Taiwan. The camp introduced the self-improvement practice to young people and helped them learn how to bring truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, Falun Gong's main teachings, into their daily lives. Many of the students who attended the camp described the experience as a pure land, which allowed them to reflect on themselves. Several of them said that the camp was the most fruitful part of the summer. Over the 3 days, approximately 100 participants did the Falun Gong exercises together, watched plays and videos, listened to speeches, and participated in games that helped them gain a better understanding of life and how to take on a positive attitude in all aspects of their lives. They also enjoyed traditional Chinese music and dance performances. Zhu Ying is about to become a freshman this fall. She was stressed out and exhausted from preparing for the college entrance exams. She said that the stressful lifestyle had turned her into a negative person, and she wasn't interested in or inspired by anything. The camp helped her to relax and regain her energy. After spending time with the staff members at the camp, who are Falun Gong practitioners and current college students themselves, Ying was able to open up and communicate with people heart to heart. Dai Yubo, a high school senior, attended the camp on his sister's recommendation, and he thought it was well worth it. The speeches he heard gave him a brand new perspective, enabled him to look at things differently, and helped him solve some doubts in his life. He said that in the future, if he came across things that bothered him, he would try to deal with them by conforming to the principles of Falun Gong. Chiu Siru, a high school sophomore, said that she felt a strong energy of compassion at the camp. She had frequent mood swings in the past, but her emotions were very stable over the 3 days at the camp. Siru said that she felt inner compassion coming from the bottom of the hearts of the staff members. Everything was very peaceful and everyone was kind, which soothed her and gave her a sense of calmness.
Sofia, Bulgaria. Art exhibition successful despite Chinese embassy interference. A patron of the art of Zhen Shanren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, art exhibition in Sofia, Bulgaria, last month wrote in the guest book, "The exhibition is breathtaking. It touches your heart. It pierces through your soul and eliminates any other feelings but compassion, love, empathy, and kindness. It amplifies a spark of divinity that every human being cradles within." The capital city was the last stop of the Bulgarian tour of this renowned art exhibit, which was held on July 2nd through the 22nd. 2 weeks before the exhibition was scheduled to go on display at a well-known museum, the exhibition organizers were contacted by the museum director and told them that the museum could no longer host the exhibition. The director also revealed that she had been contacted by the Chinese embassy. Because the exhibition depicts the brutal persecution of the Falun Gong meditation practice by the communist regime in China, its embassies around the world often attempt to pressure venues not to host the exhibition. The exhibition also happened to coincide with the 6+1 meeting in Sofia between China and countries of the former Communist Coalition of Eastern and Central Europe on July 6th and 7th. Despite the interference, the exhibition was in the end hosted by Bulgaria Music Hall, one of the most famous concert venues in the country. The exhibition was also extended through July 22nd, allowing more visitors to enjoy the artworks. Among the hundreds of visitors were teachers, architects, students, and many musicians with their kids who rehearsed daily at Bulgaria Music Hall. Many shed tears after seeing paintings depicting the torture of Falun Gong practitioners in China for their faith. Others shared their own stories of loved ones who suffered under communist oppression in Bulgaria. An artist wrote in the guest book, "Exceptionally interesting exhibit. These are things that took place during the communist regime in our country as well." An architect commented, "This exhibition is dedicated to a noble cause, and the quality of the paintings and their arrangement are brilliant. All that deserves respect and admiration. Gratitude to the artists and the organizers."
Torture in Inner Mongolia. Forced sitting on a small stool. Sitting on a small stool is a form of torture used in prison number 4 in Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. The stool is 6 or 7 inches high and very narrow, barely wide enough to sit on. Over the years, almost all Falun Dafa practitioners who have been illegally detained in this prison have been subjected to this form of torture. Formerly detained practitioners describing this stool said, "It appears inconsequential at first sight, giving the appearance that the one sitting on it is treated mildly. But it is indeed a cruel form of torture on the body and mind. This kind of pain is beyond description. It makes a single day feel like a year, and that living is worse than death." Prison guards use this torture on practitioners who refuse to be transformed and renounce Falun Gong. Pairs of inmates are assigned to monitor the practitioner on the stool. The practitioner's legs are forced together with hands on the knees. The practitioner is not allowed to look around, move, or shift position from 5 a.m. to midnight. Other than eating and using the restroom, the practitioner spends the entire day on the stool. Within an hour of sitting on the stool, one feels discomfort followed by pain. The pain becomes excruciating, like countless arrows piercing through the lower body and bones. Some practitioners have been forced to sit on this small stool every day for months, a year, or even 2 years. Some have developed open, bleeding, and festering wounds on their buttocks. Whenever the guards consider a prisoner hard to manage, they force him or her to sit on the small stool. The prisoner usually collapses within several hours or a day. The guards are much more cruel when it comes to Falun Dafa practitioners, subjecting them to this torture as soon as they arrive at the prison. Whoever is coerced into renouncing Falun Gong is sent to do slave labor with the other inmates. Whoever refuses to renounce the practice is tortured indefinitely. It is reported that some practitioners have been tortured on the small stool for as long as 4 years.
The Untold Stories of Elderly Falun Gong Practitioners' Plight. Recently, the Chinese media broke a heart-wrenching story that drew the nation's attention. An 85-year-old lady went to Beijing 15 times trying to resolve a civil dispute. Instead of getting help, she was sentenced to a 2.5-year prison term for picking quarrels and provoking trouble. Even worse, she was turned down for medical parole after suffering 2 broken bones and becoming unable to look after herself. The story led to public outcry against China's legal system and law enforcement. Yet the Chinese state-owned media has not covered how many elderly Falun Gong practitioners have been incarcerated by law enforcement. An example is an 80-year-old practitioner in Henan province who was arrested at home in October 2016. The local detention center refused to take her because she had hypertension, but the police didn't let her go. Since the detention center wouldn't take her, she was sentenced to 4 years in prison. In prison, her blood pressure rose above 200, and her family was not allowed to visit her. When another 81-year-old practitioner in Anhui province was arrested in July 2017, he had been sick in bed for a month. The city police department head had him arrested anyway. Mr. Yu, one of the first generation of Air Force pilots in communist China, was sentenced to a 17-year prison term in 2000 because of his belief in Falun Gong when he was in his 70s. He had been a professor at an Air Force academy and had the rank of Deputy Corps Commander. Mr. Yu's wife was sentenced to a 10-year prison term in 2001. She was tortured in prison, which led to a variety of health problems, including a spinal injury. After the prison term was over, she was sent to a labor camp. She was confined to a solitary cell in the labor camp in November 2011 when she was in her 80s. Mr. Xiang was the director and scientist of a research institute funded by the Aerospace Ministry. In August 2014, at age 76, he was arrested because he refused to renounce Falun Gong and sentenced to 7.5 years in prison. Due to media censorship, the horrific experiences of these persecuted elderly practitioners are known by very few.
Israel, presenting Falun Dafa in the city of Beit Shemesh. A demonstration of the Falun Dafa exercises was held on Friday, August 17th in Beit Shemesh, Israel. Several dozen Falun Dafa practitioners gathered in the city center to present the exercises and tell passers-by about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. One woman who came across the event said, "I was on my way to work and just stopped here. I felt that something here was speaking to me, something energetic and spiritual. The idea of truthfulness spoke to me the most." Like several prominent rabbis who have expressed their support for stopping the forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners in China, many passers-by also expressed their support and signed a petition to demand that former CCP leader Jiang Zemin be brought to justice. A very pleasant and joyful energy could be felt at the site. Handmade paper lotus flowers and many informational pamphlets were distributed, and many people approached the practitioners to sign the petition. Some practitioners performed elegant dances to music composed by Falun Dafa practitioners from around the world. Many people stopped and photographed the dancers and expressed great interest. Sharon, an English teacher from Beit Shemesh, stopped to watch. She said, "What I see here is something rare. China needs freedom of expression. There needs to be more freedom there for people to decide for themselves." Rachel, who works at the police academy, was shocked to hear about the persecution taking place in China today. She said, "This is the first time I have heard about this. I did not know there were such things happening in China today. It's really shocking. How can people commit such evil? Don't they have a heart?" Falun Dafa is a spiritual practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and includes 5 simple meditative exercises. In the early 1900s, the practice gained tremendous popularity when it was introduced to the public in China. Surveys show that at the time before the persecution started, about 100 million people were practicing it. It led to a change in the lives of millions of Chinese who decided to live in accordance to its principles. Unfortunately, then-dictator Jiang Zemin felt threatened by the practice's popularity, and he began the brutal persecution that continues to this day. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.